You know what it's like out there.
Yes, I do know what it's like. I started, you know, on a fire crew, and then throughout probably the first 20 years of my career, I was fairly active when going out on large fires as a member of an overhead team.
How does that influence what you do now to direct resources to fighting fires around the country?
Well, it helps me to understand the condition our firefighters are dealing with. It also gives me a lot of confidence in the system that we have, the expertise that we have, and the people that are out managing these fires.
About how many fires across the country is the Forest Service responding to right now?
Well, we've had over 25,000 fires across the country, and that's not the Forest Service, but for everyone that deals with wildland fires. And each day we've been getting about another 100 to 150 new starts each day.
That is a lot of fires. Is that more than usual or more than usual for this time of year?
It's actually a little bit below our 10-year average for the total number of fires this year. But as you well know, the few large fires that we do have been creating some very difficult conditions for our firefighters.
Do you have enough resources, that is, firefighters and aircraft and other kinds of equipment?
Yes, we have adequate resources. We've been able to fill every order for firefighters and aircraft and engines to respond to these fires.
But at some point, do you find that you have to start to triage, as they say, and decide that some areas are going to get more resources than others, and some might not get quite as much as they need?
We often will get into situations where there has to be some decisions as to how which fire gets how many air tankers, how many helicopters, how many crews. That's based on the priority system that we put in place. But so far this year, we're in very good shape and we're able to meet every order that's come in.
In Colorado, this year is being compared to 2002, which, as you probably know, was just a record-setting, just terrible year for fires in our state. Are you hearing the same comparisons in other parts of the country, that this year could be among the worst ever?
We're seeing the fire season down in New Mexico be a record year. And in Colorado, the last really difficult fire season was in 2002. But we expect probably with the fires that we have started this year is we'll probably exceed that fire season.
You must have some kind of worst-case scenario that you have to be prepared for.
Well, it's not a worst-case scenario, but we have a group of experts that work to predict the fire season so that we can pre-position resources throughout the country to be ready for where we expect the next large fires are going to break out.
And do you worry that if this year turns out to be as bad as they say, at least in Colorado and say New Mexico, that it could be worse than what your experts have predicted?
Well, there's always a possibility that the predictions will not come true. But so far, what we're seeing this fire season is developing right in line with what's being predicted. We have the adequate resources to be able to respond with the firefighters, the engines, and the aircraft. What would really be nice is if we could get the wind to stop blowing out west, for a few days so that our firefighters could get a handle on a few more of these fires.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.